feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They sing
Ancient, 13th February 1992. Meeting Nairobi, Mauritius, Dubai, UK, Hindi speaking group, Lagos, Zambia, South Africa, and Bharatvasis. The easiest and the most constant method for remembrance of the Father is to constantly experience the company of the Father. The experience of His company liberates you from making effort. When you have His company, you will remember Him. It's not the company where Father is just sitting with you, but He is also your companion. He is also your helper, and so a companion too. It is possible to forget those who just give you company while they are busy in their own work. But you cannot forget a companion. So, you have the company of the Father in the form of companion in every action. You can never forget the one who gives you company. You have His company. You have His company. He is your companion, and He is such a companion that He enables you to perform all actions easily. How can you forget Him? Ordinarily too, if someone gives you cooperation in a particular task, you constantly give thanks to Him from the heart. But Baba becomes your companion and makes that which is difficult easy. He is your companion, is He not? When you have any difficulties, it becomes easy when you make Baba your companion. Otherwise, there cannot be anything difficult anyway. How can you forget such a companion? But you do forget Him. Throughout the entire Kalpa, you did not find anyone else who offered you such company. With so much love, did you? Baba offers Himself as your companion. I am ever present to give you my company at every moment. Can anyone else offer you this? So company, companion, and helper. Sathi, Sath, and Madadgar. This is one of the methods to intensify His remembrance. I am in the supreme companion of the Supreme Soul. He is my supreme companion. He is my supreme helper. Go a step ahead. is not just my companion, but he is the part of my being. And what is shown in the path of bhakti for that? What is the memorial? Such a picture cannot be found in any literature of the world. Ardhanarishwar. Half Shiva and half Parvati. Half Shakti. Shiva is dancing, it's shown. And he is half man, half woman. This depiction of Shiva is the memorial of confluence age. And he is showing, performing nritya, dance, on the top of the clouds, on the top of the mountains, Kailash. She is Adi Shakti, primal force, primal power, the primitive power, the universal power, the divine goddess, the mother goddess, the supreme goddess. And such a goddess is combined with God, and they both make up this picture, this statue, Ardhanarishwar, half man, half woman. So God is supreme being, and I am power, his power. If he is Shiva, I am Shakti, and Shakti is combined with Shiva. I am his power. I have manifested on this earth to do his work. He is the force behind me. His force is working through me. His energy is working through me. My energy is in fact the expansion of his energy. So who am I? Half man, half woman. So I am a Brahmin child, but I am this Ardhanarishwar. I am combined with him. His form is my form. His nature is my nature. Whatever he is, I am that. He doesn't need anything of this world. I also don't need anything of this world. He is ever dancing. The dance of destruction, the dance of creation, the dance of organization. He is that fierce Shiva. So I am his Shakti. I am one with him. And he has sent me on this earth for what purpose? To destroy the demons, to kill the demonic forces, to annihilate the devils. So my task is the task of Shakti. I am power. I am supremely powerful. I am not weak. I am unattached, undisturbed by anything. I don't need anybody's praise. I do not covet praise, nor I am unaffected by disgrace, by insult. I am detached. Imagine yourself to be in that Mount Kailash, all white, away from the dust and pollution of this world, where there is a pure air. And when you inhale pure air, the body is filled with ether, You don't need any other thing. So I am that Shakti, residing with Shiva in the mountain of Kailash. And which is that Kailash mountain? Paramdham. So, I am with him, combined with him, dancing with him. He is Nataraj, God of dance, and I am goddess of dance. He is ever calm. I am calmness, always merged in him. So he is not just my companion. Companion may even leave you, but he is a part of my being. We are not two, we are one. See that picture of Ardhanarishwar every day. See it in your dreams. Imagine it and feel the force, the intensity, the pull. He is pulling me towards himself. There is not a single moment when I am not with him. He is ever with me, combined with me. I am one with him. If you think of him as companion, even companion may sometimes go away for some time at least. But I am in his constant company and he is my constant companion. He is my constant helper because he is the part of me. So, create this imagination. Feel him. His thoughts are my thoughts. His nature is my nature. His words are my words. His actions are my actions. His behavior is my behavior. His drishti, his vritti is my drishti, my vritti. The way he walks, the way he talks, everything about him is mine, is like him. So Shiva and Shakti combined together in one form, Ardhanarishwar. Bring this picture in front of your mind, in front of your eyes, again and again throughout the day. He is the beloved bridegroom. I am his bride, the fortunate bride, Suhagin. I am wedded to him. Here comes the bridegroom. Here he has come. And I offer my everything unto him. We two are no more separate, but we have become one. And we remain one throughout the day, throughout the night. In every thought, every second. This consciousness needs to be created. This is the mental programming. I am with him. I am with him. It needs deep churning of one's internal nature. It needs one to become free from everything that is external. And we are focused within. And then there is an awakening of the inner intuition, pragya. Unless and until that is awakened, we remain in coma, unconscious, delirious stage. Let a new consciousness arise within me, that I am combined with him. I walk, but he is a part of me. Half me and half he. Is it possible? It's a very highest stage. But yes, you can create this. Imagine his pull all the time. You should miss him. And when I am combined with him, when I am wedded to him, when I am married to him, no other person can enter my intellect. No object can enter my intellect. He is my food. Sun food. Eat the sun. All rasana, all the essence is in him. He is the juice of life. He is the sweetest melody I hear. He is the delicious food. He is the most delicate substance which I touch. He is the divine fragrance of life. He is the real beauty. He is Sundaram. He is Satya. True beauty is truth. Truth beauty. See his beauty. Hear his melody. Smell his fragrance. Touch his delicacy. Taste him. All the senses, involve all the senses. And feel the invisible. And when you are situated in such a stage, all the body consciousness falls down. There is no body here. You have risen above body. This is supreme consciousness. You come to the stage of awakening, sudden awakening. You know why Mahatma Gandhi used charkha? What was the reason of using the spinning wheel? Mahatma Gandhi was always using the spinning wheel. What was there in that charkha, in that spinning wheel? What was the purpose, utility? For what? Simplicity, self-sufficiency, freedom, self-reliance, what else? Nehru once said, this charkha is the livery of freedom. Livery means uniform of freedom. This charkha is uniform of freedom. Why he used charkha? Anything else? That was a symbol of freedom from British Empire. What else? There's yet another reason for using this charkha. Okay. That is said. Self-reliance. What else? Why he used this charkha? For him, charkha was meditation. For him, the spinning wheel was meditation. The spinning wheel is going up and coming down. Going up and coming down. Every moment is a meditation. That led to the Jagran, that led to the inner awakening of the intuition, of the inside Pragya. When the walk itself became meditation. Once Vinoba Bhave came and asked Mahatma Gandhi, who was spinning his will. Vinoba asked, why is it that when I spin the wheel, the thread keeps on breaking? While Vinoba Bhave was more expert in this art of spinning, Mahatma Gandhi said, yep, yeah, you do it. And he started doing. His art was excellent. He was absolutely skillful in his spinning of wheel. And the thread which he produced was of the excellent quality. And he even found out some defects in that wheel. He knew even the technical aspects of that wheel. So he even found out there is a fault there, fault here. And his method, his skills were perfect. But in spite of that, he asked, why is it that your thread never gets broken? So Mahatma Gandhi said, "For me, this charkha is meditation. I am awake all the time when I am doing this. And there is an inner awakening because of this charkha. So for me, this charkha has become meditation." And that's why the Indian flag had got charkha in the middle, which was later on replaced by Ashok Chakra. But earlier, it was this initially. So meditation is nothing but inner awakening. It is inner awakening to the new consciousness. New consciousness that I am not alone. That God is with me. His presence is in me. And that's why this practice is most powerful practice. Which practice? Combined. Ardhanarishwar. I am and he and I are one. He is no more father. He is no more brother. He is no more sister. He is no more teacher. He is no more Sadguru. He is no more friend. He is no more companion. Nothing. But one. Half of me is he and half I am. We both are dancing. Have you seen that Ardhanarishwar dancing? The dance of Shiva. Half Shakti and half Shiva. They both together. You can see picture how they are dancing. So dancing means activity. They are not sitting like this. Just in meditation. No. Dancing means in action. So whilst you are doing Karma Yoga, you are combined with Shiva. Whilst you are in intense activity, intense seva, the consciousness that, one is that, oh, I forgot, let me remember him. But here there is no question of forgetting, because he is always with me. Forgetfulness happens when somebody is away, if somebody is different. He is no different at all. He and I are one. This is the most powerful meditation ever possible. No meditation can be greater, powerful, potent than this one. I am with him. So this Ardhanarishwar, this picture is the most powerful picture. See yourself like this. And when you look at him, feel that this lady is me. This Shakti is me. This primal power, this Adi Shakti, this original power is me. I am with him. There is no question of remembrance now. He is not in Paramdham and I am here. He is not my friend. He is not my father. He is not my any. He is not something different from my personality. The two personalities have become one. And we are what? Doing what? Dancing. What we are doing? Nritya. Which Nitya? The dance of destruction, not Kathak, Tandav. It is not a gentle, graceful, slow movement Tai Chi dance. This is the dance of destruction. This is the dance of Tandav. This is the great dance of fierce dance of fire. And where we are dancing, when we dance, the world shakes. When we dance, there are storms in the world. So remember why this Tau Teti and other storms are coming. Probably some Brahmin is combined with Shiva and dancing on the Mount Kailash of Paramdham. So this meditation is the greatest, the most powerful meditation ever. So when they are dancing, it means in action. It means in Karma Yoga. They are not sitting and doing meditation. They are not sitting. They are standing. So I am Ardhanarishwar. My half part is he. His thoughts and my thoughts are one. His nature and my nature are one. His vision and my vision is one. His vritti and my vritti. His drishti and my drishti are one. We are not two. My every movement is with him, in him, for him, towards him. We are two colors mingling into one. two liquids forming one liquid. So this is a amalgamation. This is the mixture of two, and we are one. So throughout the day, practice this Ardhanarishwar form, as if he is in me. So what I speak is not ordinary speech, but every word of mine is avyaktamudli. Every word of mine is avyaktavani. What he spoke, the same I speak. His words are not ordinary words. They are mahavakya, great sayings. So everything, every word that emanates from my lips is his. So I don't have to read anything anymore now. I just have to sit and go within myself. Somebody came to Ramana Maharishi and asked, what should I do? What should I learn to realize God? Ramana Maharishi said, don't learn anything. Unlearn what you have read. First try to unlearn. Forget what you have learned. You have learned so many wrong things. Now forget that. What you have to learn, that is already there. Gyan you don't have to take from scriptures. Gyan is already there. Only it needs jagran. Intuition, the pragya is there, sitting. Just awaken it. This awakening of inside intuition, inside inner pragya, is spirituality. So be Ardhanarishwar. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Meeting Nairobi, Mauritius, Dubai, UK, Hindi speaking group, Lagos, Zambia, South Africa, and Bharatvasis. The easiest and most constant method for remembrance of the Father is to constantly experience the company of the Father. The experience of His company liberates you from making effort. When you have His company, you will remember Him. It is not the company where Baba is just sitting with you, but He is also your companion. He is your helper, and so a companion too. It is possible to forget those who just give you company while they are busy in their own work, but you cannot forget a companion. So you have the company of the Father in the form of the companion in every action. You can never forget the one who gives you company. You have His company, He is your companion, and He is such a companion that He enables you to perform all actions easily. How can you forget Him? Ordinarily, too, if someone gives you cooperation in a particular task, you constantly give thanks to Him from your heart. But Baba becomes your companion and makes that which is difficult easy. He is your companion, is He not? When you have any difficulties, it becomes easy when you make Baba your companion. Otherwise, there cannot be anything difficult anyway. How can you forget such a companion? But you do forget Him throughout the entire Kalpa. You did not find anyone else who offered you such company with so much love, did you? Baba offers Himself as your companion. I am ever present to give you my company at every moment. Can anyone else offer you this? Avyakta Murli, 13 February 1992. Om Shanti.